Now, for those of you who've been to an all-age service or a harvest service before, you'll know that we normally have a theme for our harvest service. And our theme this year is, give us a drum roll, please, Davo. Oh, it didn't work. Flick it on, Kieran. There it is. Our theme this year is full of dot, dot, dot. Harvest is a time of fullness, of being full of. And as we begin, we're going to play a little game as we think about this theme called Full of What? Full of What? And I need five volunteers to join me at the front to play Full of What? Maisie. Go on, Travis, you can join us as well. Let's go, Faye. Let's go, Noah. Let's go, Mia. Flo, I've got another game for you later on. So there we go. There's our five. You need to come and stand behind our table here. Choose a box. Okay, five willing volunteers, five boxes. This is a very simple game. Our theme is full of, okay, full of. And what we have in these boxes is lots of goodies, okay? In a moment, the timer is going to come on, and you've got 30 seconds to grapple around inside your box. No looking. Put your hand in there, and you've got to work out what's in the box. Full of what? Very simple. Does that make sense? Okay, are we ready? You've got 30 seconds. No peeping. Hands only. Your 30 seconds begins now. Oh. Your bonus few seconds. No peeping. Hands only. Full of what is the question? Harvest is time of fullness. But these boxes are full of what? Hey, don't take it out. Okay, there we go. Time's up. Hands out. Give us a little nod if you think you know what it is. Okay, a few nods, a little shakes maybe in there as well. Let's start with, let's go box number one, Noah. Tell us, full of what? It is. Go on, have a go. Full of some. Full of Rice Krispies. There we go, full of rice. I should have said, if you get it right, you get a twirl. If you get it wrong, you get a straw. So there's a prize for everyone. But slightly better if you get it right. Mia, full of what? It is cold spaghetti. There we go. Full of cold spaghetti. Faye, box number three, full of? Let's have a look. Yeah, full of cola bottles. And Travis, you took some of yours out, so what do you reckon it is? Close. Full of tea bags. And then Maisie, box number five, full of? I'll give you that one. Full of sprouts. They're basically small cabbages, aren't they? So full of sprouts. There we go. Guys, well, you can all come and grab a twirl. Well done. Round of applause for our volunteers. There we go. Grab a seat. Good stuff. Well done. You see, harvest is a time of fullness. The fields are full of crops. The trees are full of fruit. The shops are full of food. And our hearts should be full of thankfulness. We should be full of thankfulness to God because every good thing that we enjoy has been given to us by Him. Have a look at this little verse on the screen. This is what it says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above. Every good thing you have, every good thing you enjoy has come to you from God, from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. You see, God doesn't change. He's always been good. He always will be good. He could be nothing but good. And all the good things that we have come to us from God. And that little phrase there, you see it, the Father of the heavenly lights, is a reminder to us that it's the God who created all things, the one who hung the lights in the sky, who made the sun and the moon and the stars, who created everything. That's the God that we should be saying thank you to this morning for the fullness of life and all the good things that we enjoy. So let's have a watch of the video. What are you thankful for this morning? Let's watch the screen.
What are you thankful to God for?
I'm thankful for God for having a home.
I'm thankful to God for my church family.
I'm thankful to God for delicious food.
I'm so thankful to God for seeing family.
I'm thankful to God for NHS.
I'm thankful to God that I've got a job that I really love doing.
I'm thankful to God for friends.
I'm thankful to God for opportunities to share life with my neighbours.
I'm thankful for Jesus coming into the world and saving all our lives.
I'm thankful to God for the gift of sport and exercise.
I'm thankful to God for life, for creating me, for knowing me better than I know myself.
I'm thankful to God for my mum and dad because they teach me about Jesus.
I'm really thankful to God for my family, for my wife and for my three children.
I'm thankful to God for the endurance in my faith that he's given me.
I'm thankful that God gave me family that make me feel safe and happy.
I'm thankful to God for doctors and nurses.
I'm thankful to God for his word that reveals his love for us and reveals his will for us.
I'm thankful to God for sweeties.
I'm so thankful to God for the free gift of salvation in his Son, Jesus Christ.
Very good. Grab a seat. Well done. The Lord is good to me. And because of that, we should be full of, what's our first word, full of? Yeah, full of thanks. We should be full of thanks for all the good things that God has given to us to enjoy. Yet, as we look around our world, as we see the things on our televisions, as we hear the stories around us, we don't just see smiles and laughter and good things to thank God for. We also see pictures like these on the screen. The recent earthquake in Morocco, killing over 2,000 people. The war in Ukraine that's been going on now for over a year and a half and just seems like it's going to keep rolling with endless destruction and pain and loss. And that girl bottom right, you may remember that story. Eliana, 15 years old, stabbed to death on the way to school. And a current waiting list of 7.47 million people waiting for NHS treatment. These are just some of the headlines that have been put before us this week. And so, as we look around at our world, as we look at those pictures, as we hear the stories, the question for us now is this: what is your heart full of? It should be full of thanks for all the good stuff, but as we look at the brokenness in our world, how does that make you feel? 30 seconds where you are just to chat. What is your heart full of as you look at some of those scenes up there on the screen? 30 seconds just to chat where you are. Anyone want to be brave then and share what you're speaking out full of what as you look at those pictures? What, Daisy Bay? Sadness, yeah. Sadness. Did anyone else say sadness? Yeah. There is hope, Angie, and don't we? That's our third point, so don't go there too early. Yeah, full of thanks as we think about the good things. But as I look at those pictures, it is incredibly sad, isn't it? Incredibly sad as we think about the mess that we've made of God's world. So deeply broken now. And in fact, God feels the same. In fact, in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 6, Genesis is the first book of the Bible. And just after God makes this good and perfect world, he looks down on a world that is now deeply broken by sin. And we read this. His heart was filled with pain. God was deeply saddened by what he saw. And so the question is, can we do anything about this? Is there a solution to the mess that we have made of God's world? Well, to help us think about that question, I'm going to make a bit of a mess out the front here. Here's our second challenge, okay? Here we go. I've made a mess out the front, and here's the challenge. I wonder if there are three children out there who think they can sort out this mess in under 1 minute, okay? It's a mess. There's a mess everywhere. It's a messy world. Can we sort out this mess in under a minute? What do we reckon? Let's go. I'm going to go Arthur. I'm going to go Flo. I'm going to go Lily at the back. And let's have Kezzy as well. We can have four of you, I think, for this one. So you guys come out, okay? So you've got a minute. Parents, what do you reckon? As you think about your children, are they mess makers or are they mess solvers? Can they sort it out in less than a minute? What do we reckon? If you think they can sort it out in under a minute, give us a little wave, people. Can they sort out the mess? So you've got a few backers. If you think they can't, give us a little wave. Oh, a few people think not. You sort out the mess, Arthur, by putting all the mess into this bag. Okay? So you've got a minute to sort out the mess. Make sense? That means every ball cleared up in a minute. Can we do it? Okay, our minute begins now. Keep going, keep going. You've got to go quicker. You've got to go quicker. There's mess everywhere. It's all over the place. Keep getting the balls in. Be quicker, look. Be quicker. Quick. Come on, Lily. Quick, Kezzy. There's still balls on the floor, look. They're all over the place. Just got to be quicker. Come on, guys. The clock's ticking. 30 seconds left. 30. There's still balls over here. You still haven't cleared them up. Go. We're doing well. Come on, Flo. Keep going. There's balls everywhere. 11. 10. Let's count it down, people. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that was so close, wasn't it? Guys, great effort. What went wrong? Oh, there was a bit of a hole in the bottom of the bag. There we go. There's mess still around, isn't there? There's mess. You could not sort out the mess. You can have a Haribo for your troubles. Well done. Good effort. You could take one for your sister, yeah. Do you want Kezzy? You have one? Very good. There we go. So it's a little bit naughty, but here's the thing. We cannot sort out the mess just like that. Okay. We cannot sort out the mess that we make of God's world. In fact, often when we try, we make things worse rather than the better. Our world is often getting more and more broken. We need God to step in and do something that we cannot do, which is to sort out the mess in our world and to make things good again. But before we think about what God has done and what God will do, we are going to sing another song. It's called Lighthouse. It's a favorite for those who are with us at Friday church. There's no actions on the screen. I will lead a few at the front if you want to join me, but let's stand together and think of our great God who is our peace in the troubled sea of this world. Let's stand together. My Lighthouse. And everyone, do grab a seat. Here we go then. So far, we've thought about being full of, full of thanks for all the good things that God gives to us and blesses us with. But we've also thought about being full of sadness because we made a right mess of God's good and perfect will. But lastly, and Angie's already mentioned this, what should we also be full of, Angie? What should we be full of? What did you say earlier? Full of? Joy and hope. We should be full of hope because God has promised to sort out the mess that we have made of this world. So here's a question for you. As we think about hope, what a beautiful word that is. As we think about hope, here's your question. What is the difference between the way the word hope is used in these two sentences? I hope there's pudding after dinner. And I believe in the hope of heaven. 30 seconds. What is the difference in the way that the word hope is being used in those two sentences? Chat, off we go. Can you work it out? Okay, reckon we sorted it? Carol's nodding and smiling. He reckons he's got it sorted, I think. Lily's got a hand. What do we reckon? Anyone want to be brave? What's the difference between the way the word hope is used? Let's go. You got it, Lily? What do you reckon? What's that? Want and believe is very good, isn't it? So that first one there, it's just sort of a vague hope. It's something we want, isn't it? I hope after I finish my main course, there'll be a nice bit of pudding waiting for me. But I don't know for sure. It'd be nice if there is. I want there to be. I hope there is. But the second way is very different, isn't it? Because the Christian hope, the hope of heaven, is absolutely certain for those who believe in Jesus. It's not like pudding. It's not like after dinner, I hope there's going to be a bit of pudding. After this life, I hope there might be something else out there. There is. And the Bible says it's heaven for those who've put their trust in Jesus. Imagine for a moment that this is a DVD of your life. Everything that you've ever thought, said, or done is captured on this DVD. Now imagine if I went to the back and gave this to Kieran, and he put it in his little system up there, and your whole life was displayed before you on the big screen and everybody else. I wonder how you'd feel. See, I reckon there's a few bits you'd like to flick back to and look at again, right? There's some wonderful moments in life that you'd love to revisit. But I reckon as well, there's a whole lot of stuff on the DVD of your life that you would be devastated if it went on the big screen. Things that you've done maybe to other people, things that you've said that you shouldn't have said, things that you thought even and people never knew about. The Bible calls these things sin. And you see, because of our sin, we can't get into heaven. It's like a barrier. We can't take these things with us to heaven. And that's why Jesus came. He came into this world to take our sin upon himself. And he died with our sin on the cross so that we are free to be friends with God and to spend eternity with him. For God so loved the world. It's a famous verse, isn't it? But it's beautiful. For God so loved this broken world. But he gave his one and only son. He gave Jesus to die for it, to die for us. So that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. No more messy relationships. No more messy lives. No more broken bodies. No more sickness and sadness. Life as it's meant to be and life as it will be for all eternity. That's the hope of heaven. And here's what we need to hear loud and clear this morning. We can't make that happen. We can't do anything to get ourselves there. Do you remember the balls and the mess? However hard we try, we cannot clear up the mess in this world. And we cannot clear up the mess in our own hearts. Only God can do that. And he's done it by sending his only son to die for our sin, to rise again to new life, and to set before us the sure and certain hope of heaven. That is the good news of the Christian faith, what God has done in Jesus Christ. And before we sing our last song, Caleb is going to come and pray for us. He's going to come and give thanks to God for the hope of heaven and for what God has done for us in Jesus. Thanks, Caleb.